Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Earth Angels. Make yourself at home. I'm Venus Master Mary Rose, your Golden Era anchor, and this is Spark Bomb Radio, broadcasting 100% divine love to help light your way. Today, I am here for the upliftment of the planet, and if you're in alignment with this, then the station is on your wavelength. Come on in and say hello to everyone. If you already have a listener, share with us where you're tuning in from on the planet and how you relate to this episode. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. Who's this? I'm great.
That's good. My name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm in New York.
New York. How is New York today?
It's beautiful.
From Vancouver, and it's super sunny. Spring's just around the corner.
Yes. Can feel it, right? It's definitely here. Yeah.
Is it hot there today?
Not super hot, but less chilly than it has been, so I'm embracing it all.
Well, some from coast to coast, out in the west to the east, it's pretty warm. Did you have something you wanted to share with us, Katie?
Are you taking questions today?
Yes, I am. Did you have a specific question?
Yeah.
What is it?
Thank you. I just had a meeting with some people, and I was wondering if you could please shed some light on whether I should work with them or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get the cards out here. So first of all, are you comfortable? Are you sitting comfortably? Are you able to relax and feel light flow through you? Are you in a good space?
I'm standing. I'm outside. I am comfortable. So.
Good. And how do you feel coming out of the meeting? What's the word you would describe so far?
I'm confused.
So you had some signals already causing you to pause.
Yes, you know what it was? One of them was nicer than the other. They're a team. And one was great, one was kind, and the other one was a little bit more harsh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're a team, so it's not like I could get one without the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guess what? Cards say yes. Uh-huh. The cards say yes, Katie. The energy.
To work with them?
The energy, yeah. But it's a yes. Yeah. The energy and the love that you keep putting out keeps coming back to you in a very positive way. So surround yourself with roses and pink light energy to your heart to strengthen the vitality of your frequency so that you're able to hold your frequency no matter how others behave. Like if someone tells you that you love you, they love you, or vice versa, that you're telling them that you love them in whatever way, you're beaming that love back and forth. But say someone else isn't beaming that love back and forth. It is challenging, but at the same time, just see it as your love is just that strong and clear to you, and that other person's love isn't needed for you to stand beaming in love or in a beautiful love. But this combination that you've initiated, it's sustainable. You have the ability to just walk away from the vibes that don't suit you, but still work with the professionalism via the computer or email or telephone. You decide what your comfortability of how close you want to be to someone as far as means of communication goes, or who you prefer to communicate with, right? So you may be feeling very tuned into the wonderful person, that person that you initially felt like, oh, I like this connection. But sometimes connections shift all the time. So you want to feel stable in your own frequency. And every time you approach or talk with these people, that you feel 100% clear about who you are and that you can take action and make your intentions perfectly clear regardless of how others are behaving. They have the professionalism and do pay attention to your, you got a signal, you know, like do pay attention and take the time to mull things over. Don't run too fast with anybody. At the same time, you have the power to create a body language that influences the room and that your words are very important, that your plans that you're making are happening now. So there's not really a big deal about hesitating. Just be like, okay, I'm mulling over that others are not where I'm at. I'm going to continue to live my life the way I want to in my own bliss, my own unique way, and I don't have to use them as a crutch, right? So you don't have to be dependent on what their wavelength is for it to be a professionally good result for your situation. That's what I'm getting from the cards. A lot of yes.
Wow, that's intense.
Did that clarify anything?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. No, that was wonderful. Their suggestion was that they're leaning towards doing my project all over again instead of just fixing it. Can you get anything on that, please? Like which way I should take it?
Well,
if
you
have
you,
time, I understand. Yeah.
Let's just go over one more thing. You are the person who wants to feel in control of the situation, and that is okay. You know, they need to give you ideas, give you suggestions, and yet you need to feel that you do have the upper hand in making the decisions, the final decisions. And that's okay. That's all about sort of testing out where you're comfortable. And if you don't fully feel comfortable with something that they want to do, then it's important for you to say that, to be able to communicate that clearly. But if you're feeling like you're just feeling afraid and you need somebody to sort of hold your hand, that step away from that feeling, because you are the one that's able to guide your own ship with your own vision, and they are the professionals fulfilling their roles.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Keep surrounding, you know, like allow yourself to not cling to the logic of it, the situation, you know, because you're only pandering to your self-doubt when you start doing that. It's because you're like, oh, I got to think this out. But no, actually just tune into your frequency and follow your bliss and your unique clarity.
Wow, you're amazing. Wow.
It will really let you
awesome.
Shift. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming and asking and taking the moment for yourself and taking care of your own truth. You know, that's what you want to feel like you can do in any situation, that you can be the leader that you are and you can collaborate with other professionals. It's a lot about learning the fine art of the dance of it, right? Working with other people who are very
yeah.
strong as well in their own professionalism and yet wanting to feel that you're guiding your own decision making.
You're so right.
But you know,
wow.
you know, the best thing you got to do is just continue to drop, like imagine rose oil just dropping on your heart, dropping on your sense of confidence, dropping on the situation and just permeating with love. Just let that love just permeate all your cellular structure. Any of that worry, just let it dissolve in continuing to receive that self-love, that universal love, heightening your frequency, strengthening your aura so that you feel clear and that you don't need to make instant, fast decision-making, that you need to feel clear about what your decisions are and what really feels satisfying to you.
So beautiful, yeah. My goodness, I am so glad to have found you today. Yeah.
Well, you continue to just enjoy and soak up that sunshine. It will allow you to let go of feeling so like you're struggling with it. Just like let go of the struggle and trust. Trust that you are making good decisions and that you're able to.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, lots of love, sweetie. Oh, yeah. Well,
lots
thank you. You are amazing
you.
As well. Yeah, great time
thank
to
you.
Just reflect in the sunshine, and it's almost a full moon, so put all your positive thinking forward. Don't look back.
Wow. Oh, thank you. And I love your laugh, too. You're such a beautiful soul. Thank you.
You're welcome, Katie. Enjoy and happy spring. I'm going to tune in.
Yes,
we're going
to
go into
spring
deeper
spring.
Meditation. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
It
God
sounds like
you.
An
thank
excellent
so
opportunity. Thank you. Many blessings
oh.
to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Are you comfortable? We're going to dive in here. It is a coming full moon, and a lot of people are going through lots of shifting. We're letting go of feeling like victims in our lives. You're not alone. A lot of us are recognizing and coming into spaces where we notice, oh, man, that doesn't feel good. I still feel like a victim. I thought I had this. Well, come on in and say hello to everyone if you wanted to share with us where you're tuning in from. As we just had a listener tuning in from New York. Blessings to you, Katie. The full warm moon, guys, it's entering us into spring this week on Thursday. It's an excellent opportunity for catching the early worm, right? The early bird catches the worm. So if you can jump ahead of the sensation of toxic, if you can leap forward quantumly into excellent situation for yourself, wake up and go, what is going to lead me towards satisfaction? You're going to come out of your hibernation from the winter and not be too shocked. But, you know, whether you like it or not, spring is coming, and sometimes it's shocking to let go of what's no longer working for you. You clear some clutter, the next day you're like, oh my God, what did I just throw out? Well, you can get excited about detoxing, you can get excited about fasting, but when you actually start detoxing, you start fasting, you start cleansing internally, externally, shedding poor habits, releasing whatever's weighing you down, walking away from what's toxic to you, it can be very discombobulating, removes the familiarity. And we may be very familiar to be behaving like victims, our moods, our constant stories and belief systems, addictions, they can feel like a band-aid you had on too long because you're actually whole underneath there. But we still have a residual, and right now that band-aid's coming off and it gets ripped right out of your heart, right out of your bones. That sense of insecurity is no longer needed. The band-aid isn't needed. And it may sober you up to just feel that when you let go of something that no longer suits you in your life. And it may seem like it's a person or a job, but actually it could be something deeper. It may just be the way you're treating yourself. If you're carrying around guilt secretly and not noticing, that may become clear to you now as we shed winter and we come out of our hibernation and we let go of the extra layers of clothing and we're like, oh, I got to flush off this extra weight again, because sometimes we're just hibernating and we're hiding from the world and it's cozy and it's comfortable, but guess what? We want to come out of our shell. We want to blossom because we are light beings and we're more comfortable living a satisfying, lighthearted life. Have we gotten comfortable with living a dissatisfying life? And other relationships around you are comfortable with you living a dissatisfying life. So if you disrupt that, those patterns, and you decide for yourself, ah, you know what, I can let go of this guilt that I've been carrying around. I can forgive myself. I can forgive others. All this deep cleansing is happening at this season because it's Lent. Lent is a time when we're coming into spring. We're letting go of the hibernation. We're letting go and shedding layers. It's just an automatic spring cleanse that starts happening in the system, going with the season, heading towards Easter, which is all about Astarte, spring equinox, which is coming this week, along with this big, fat, full moon. So when your familiarity is stripped from your identity, when your truer self emerges and you let go of that stuff that you know wasn't quite yourself, but you're comfortable with it. It was sort of like a system built up around your insecurities or fears. And then you pulled the fears out like from a chair from underneath you. And whoa, it's quite surprising that you have to stand on your own 2 feet. Your sense of reality shifts and your frequency goes up. But you know what? This can feel quite raw. And you might grieve. You might cry. You might be clearing clutter. You might grieve time lost. But the time is an illusion. All that grief is necessary for you to just really let go, really get a good look and let it go. You are clearing out really deeply, and I encourage you to grieve. Just let those tears roll, yet keep walking away from the toxins. Keep walking towards your emotional peace. And this is an internal job. This is internal work that happens naturally, especially when we decide to detox, when you decide, okay, I'm going to let go of a neurotic behavior, overeating, and then that connects to all these psychological things. And you might give up because you can't let go internally of whatever psychologically drives you to overeat or eat what isn't matching you anymore or be in habits that just don't feel uplifting to you or anyone else. So let's apply some healing balm to the new you that continues to emerge as you are blossoming and budding, heading towards this full moon and this spring. And just relax. Take a deep breath. And relax and trust the process. Trust the metamorphosis. Trust that, yes, you've been in a cocoon. Yes, you may have been hiding. Yes, you've needed downtime and recovery time. Yes, you needed to hibernate. And yes, you are going to emerge slowly but surely, sure-footedly, and come into your body and feel even more relaxed and knowing that everything's shape-shifting and you are the creator of satisfaction. And the things that you have been shape-shifting with and the way your life has been shape-shifting, you can breathe deeply in euphoric vibrations. Knowing that, guess what? You're on the trampoline and yes, you jumped up to the trapeze and yes, you're flying through the air and yes, you have a hold of the trapeze. To feel that you can trust your instinct, trust the process, trust the universe. All it takes is your intention, your decision. And lean a little bit closer and deeper towards fuller satisfaction in your whole system. Relax. Let go of tension from your body. Just relax. Shrug your shoulders. Roll your shoulders back and release any excess that doesn't belong there. Love yourself, know your self-worth, and as you know your self-worth, other people are feeling that vibration and learning as well along with you. We're all here together, making decisions to care for ourselves or to not care for ourselves. And as we truly, fully, honestly, deeply do care for ourselves, for our bodies, for our hearts, our relationships, our atmosphere, our minds, it rubs off on the rest of the world. This self-care vibration rubs off. It is contagious to the rest of the world. So look after yourself. Allow this healing balm, because this doesn't have to be uncomfortable, folks. Our transitioning and shape-shifting and realigning with our true selves and becoming more capable and freeing ourselves even deeper, we can lean towards comfortable, but it's just a new platform of comfortability. It is even more comfortable. It seems uncomfortable to shift what's familiar to you. If you're shifting how you're behaving, sometimes you got to go the extreme, feel the difference between over-talking, and then go the extreme and feel that silence, feel the solitude, and then find your happy satisfaction. It can shift. from moment to moment. So when you're feeling more freedom and you're releasing more and more guilt, letting go of punishing yourself from the internal side of yourself is able to feel more free and more empowered and more intuitive, more feeling. Sometimes it's overwhelming, discombobulating. Just relax, take a deep breath, and know that you are transcending. You are ascending. You're spiraling upwards. And now I'm going to call in the golden era, the golden light of the golden dragon, the energy of the earth that is rich in minerals, rich in Mother Earth nourishment, to connect with us now, to lighten our bodies in heavenly light, that we can be earthly and angelic, that our nature is able to align more with our fullness and our divinity. On and out, place hands on top of the crown, feet on the earth, and allow this pillar of light to flow through your body and wash anything that just feels terrible. Just let it flush by the heavenly angels haloing around your aura. The angels that are helping us today are of golden light. And Archangel Michael grants you who are listening a very happy ending, coming full circle. Believe in your own victory. Spiritual growth and insight is occurring. Give yourself more credit. Planet Earth is going through massive shifts. It's amazing that you are here in this moment, activating all this wisdom inside of you, having the bravery and the courage to take a good look, to be aware and not react, but respond. Respond with becoming the angel of light, the angel of love, and channeling these high frequencies that are victorious. Archangel Michael is all about being victorious. Do you think Archangel wakes up out of hibernation and says, well, we'll probably lose today? No. No, that frequency is so high and so full of truth and intuition that he can visualize what the true victory is. And you know what? It's not black and white victory. It is a frequency, and frequencies are colorful. So you want to heighten your vitality, heighten your frequency. You want to allow Archangel Michael to bless you with truth and to flush you, to flush out all the delusions that you may be carrying around and you don't need to carry around, because life doesn't have to be that uncomfortable, because you can be more of your divine self, living in more satisfying ways and sharing generously exactly what you receive, sharing information in ways that it is needed at certain times. It will come. But don't worry. Let go of that worry. You can receive a deep enlightenment right now for yourself. You don't have to give it away. It's all for you. This is the ceremonial days of Lent. It's a markedly good time for letting go. The history of Lent has been all about putting ash, anointing on your third eye. Now, ash can anoint your third eye once a day over these weeks. The charcoal, you can use humafulvate, you can use shungite. I have a piece of shungite right here. And I'm going to place the shungite right on the third eye. This is all about clearing. clearing your third eye so that you can see straight, that you're not giving in to neurotic ways that are actually causing more suffering for you. So prayerfully place some charcoal ash on the forehead, your forehead, between your brows. You can bless each other if you want. Breathe and relax. Recall who you truly are. Clear away whatever remorse might be blocking your joy, blocking your light. It is your time to blossom. It doesn't matter what age you are. Time is an illusion. It's time for you to blossom. So just allow Mother Earth to connect with you. Take a walk with Mother Earth in your mind and physically. Get near the trees and breathe the oxygen and feel the appreciation of this day and how you are able to let go of delusions and that you're able to be stable in these incredible shape-shifting reality times when we are getting so much information. So much information. And just like Katie, pay attention to signals. If you have an uneasy signal, it might just mean that you need to sit down, center yourself, feel stronger in your divinity, soak up some more sunshine, add a little more faith to your reality, add more love to your reality, just by receiving and asking for it. The world is in a massive, massive evolution. I never in all my years, and this time around, have I seen so much shape-shifting going on with so many people, so many systems, all at once. And then again, on top of that, so much information, it just seems like we can't get enough, can it? Because we just want it to work. Well, congratulations, you've done a wonderful job. All your projects, all your situations, just relax. Know that it's all coming to a happy conclusion. There is a sense of completion. Winter is completing itself. 2019 winter, we loved you. Thank you. And we found great satisfaction. Do we still have work to do? Yes. It may be time to move on to something new. It's all right. Let's just pause and enjoy this amazing moment, knowing that, yes, there is so much data coming into our system. There's a lot going on. So just ponder what you're walking away from. Ponder what are you walking towards, and ponder, who are you becoming? And just give yourself a big hug because you are going through mega miracles. And if you'd like a full reading for your full worm moon springness, I've got a 3-card reading waiting for you. There's links in my blog right here at blogtalkradio.com/sparklebomb. Spiritual readings, love and relationship readings, and you can visit sparklebomb.com to find out more about what I'm up to. Have a beautiful day. It was fun tuning in with you, and I look forward to tuning in